It's called the Vaccinate All 58 campaign, a massive drive to vaccinate every person in all 58 counties in California. Nearly 30 counties have already received coronavirus vaccines. They're starting with frontline healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Governor Gavin Newsom says by next week, California will have more than 500,000 vaccines, some 700,000. And by the end of the year,
2+ million of you in the next number of weeks vaccinated.
And early next year, the governor says, more than 8 million more people will be vaccinated. That's roughly 20% of California's population, or one in every 5 persons. After healthcare workers, Newsom says the coronavirus vaccine will be available to psychiatric and correctional institutions, which have suffered massive coronavirus outbreaks since the pandemic began. More than 30,700 prison inmates in the state have been infected with the coronavirus. That's 1 in 3 incarcerated people. 101 have died. The most have been in San Quentin, which has documented 28 prisoner deaths related to COVID-19, according to state data. Paramedics, dialysis centers, dentists, specialty labs, and pharmacy staff will also have priority. Then there's Phase B, and that's yet to be determined. But Newsom says it will be an equitable vaccine distribution, prioritizing essential workers.
In that 8 million plus or minus universe, which includes discussions around teachers, which includes discussions around farm workers, which includes discussions around grocery workers.
An 18-member task force Newsom convened to independently assess the coronavirus vaccine's efficacy and safety meets Wednesday this week to begin discussions of which essential workers will receive the COVID-19 vaccine first. But until those vaccines are rolled out, Newsom warns people to be cautious. He signed an executive order instituting stay-at-home orders for regions where hospital capacity hits 15% or lower. Sacramento Valley, San Joaquin Valley, and Southern California are on that list. He says there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's shining during the state's darkest moment of the pandemic.
We just had to order 5,000 additional body bags, and we just distribute them down to San Diego, Los Angeles, and counties. That should be sobering. I don't say that, I don't want people to run with that. I don't want people to scare folks. But this is a deadly disease. And we need to be mindful of where we are in this current journey together to the vaccine. We are not at the finish line yet.
The governor's urging people to remain vigilant, to wear masks, be socially distant, and when it's your turn, to get vaccinated. According to state data, more than 1.6 million Californians have been infected with the coronavirus. More than 21,000 have died. That includes 124 new deaths and 32,000 new infections just in the last 24 hours. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.